Military families move a lot. In fact, on average, a military child will change schools 6 to 9 times before 18. Making new friends and leaving old ones is tough. And sometimes they're called army brats, a term of endearment, but still. So enter Sesame Street, Elmo, Cookie Monster, traveling to military bases to help kids cope. Julia Botero from Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio has the story from Fort Drum in upstate New York.
Inside a gym at Fort Drum, home of the 10th Mountain Division in upstate New York, the show kicks off with who else? Elmo. The red furry Muppet leads a crowd of screaming three-year-olds in a version of the electric slide, the Elmo slide. This isn't a puppet show. Someone is inside this life-size Elmo suit dancing. Parents join in. Some are in their army fatigues. We meet Katie, a military kid. She's a Muppet too, but looks more like a little girl than a furry animal. She's purple with orange hair. Katie tells Elmo and Grover she's moving with her family to a new base.
I'm going to miss this place, and especially, I'm going to miss all of you. We're going to miss you too, Katie.
Yes, but even though you may be far away, we will still be friends.
Sesame Street is doing what they do best, representing a situation so kids can learn from it. Jenna Larson with Sesame Street says song and dance is an effective way to get through to young children.
They get to really hear the lyrics that are in the songs, or they get to hear what Elmo is actually saying. And Elmo is just like them. Elmo is that three-year-old little boy. So when Elmo's out there and he says something, the kids believe it.
I would have loved this as a kid.
Justin Gamrell grew up in a military family. He's a former Marine, and he designed the show's set.
I can't tell you how many conversations I had with my mom or my dad about, we're moving to a new base. Why? We just got here. So the idea of what happens to your old friends, I think that was something that I struggled with. How do I maintain my friends even though I live in a new country? What can I do? I can write letters. I can now use technology. I can use Skype. I can use all these different computer apps, which is great. And they talk about that.
Josie Terry is carrying her newborn. She just arrived at Fort Drum from California. Terry's oldest daughter, Ellen, is 2. She's a little young to understand this last move, but Terry knows this is only the beginning for her kids.
I think with the characters and stuff, the visual part of it and the songs and stuff, like, make it happy, but at the same time the message of, you know, this is our life, like, we move every 2 years. So
Christy Henderson is here with her 3 young boys. They've been at Fort Drum for a year.
So we went through one move and it went pretty good, and so hopefully this helps, because we'll be gone again in a year.
Sesame Street started tackling some real life issues after September 11th, right before the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq began. Now, there are online videos, apps, and live shows created specifically for military children. They touch on deployment and transitioning out of the Army. Today, lots of parents have dressed their kids in shirts and hats that read USO, United Services Organization. The group teamed up with Sesame Street to bring this show to the base. Karen Clark is with the USO.
You know, there's so many programs and services out there that speak to the service member, but the family serves too. And, you know, there's these children that go through these experiences of changing schools, having to make friends, and to have furry creatures that they watch on television speak to their very need, to what they are going through in a relatable way is impactful.
After a few inspirational song and dance numbers, Katie, the Muppet, is feeling better about her move.
And I'm so happy that we're all friends. I'll miss everyone when I move, but I know we'll stay in touch.
Before leaving the stage, Elmo, Grover, Cookie Monster, and Katie, the Muppet, descend into the crowd and start giving out hugs to a room full of pumped-up kids. All the Muppets will be back at Fort Drum next year. But most kids here today won't. Their parents will be deployed or transferred to other military installations. And while most of the children's surroundings will change, the hope is this Sesame Street lesson will stick with them from base to base. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Botero.